And the candidates have voted both in New York State, where they live. Voters around the country are at the polls as we speak.
And Jeremy, we've heard a lot this season about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump's paths to the White House. Well, they are reaching the end of that journey. Trump's path is said to be paved through the Midwest. He's made a last-minute push for Michigan, a state that hasn't gone Republican since 1988. He held the last rally of his campaign in that state in Grand Rapids last night. Hillary Clinton, along with Bill Clinton and President and Mrs. Obama, were in Philadelphia last night. The Democrats trying to hold on what's called the blue wall. States here in New England or in California that traditionally vote Democratic. Joining us now, NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hi there, guys.
This is like your Christmas.
So, you know, this is great. It's like, you know, we get rid of the 15 months or 18 months of completely not knowing anything, actually, but having lots of thoughts about it. So now we get to actually do real data. So I get super excited on Election Day.
Oh, well, and we love that about you. So start with Michigan, the Mitt up there on the Great Lakes. Both Clinton and President Obama visited the state over the past few days. This real push on the part of Republicans. What's going to happen there? What's happening there?
Well, in part, it's because Hillary Clinton has this blue wall of Democratic-leaning states toward her that put her over 270 electoral votes needed to be president, you know, without winning any of those toss-up states. She could lose Florida, Ohio, Iowa, North Carolina, even New Hampshire at this point, because I put Nevada now in the lean Democratic column, mm-hmm. given early vote. So the point is, if Donald Trump wins all of those toss-ups and those lean states toward him, he needs one more. He needs a big state. And Michigan undoubtedly has always been somewhat close. Both campaigns will acknowledge privately that that Clinton has the advantage and that she's ahead, but by a much narrower margin than President Obama was. Remember, he won the state twice by double digits. Democrats believe if they can get their voters out, black voters in particular, they win.
When it comes to the timeline tonight, it's always funny every election day. The two states that report their results first are two states that get almost no attention in the campaign. Kentucky and Indiana will be out first because their polls close earlier than the other states. But what are you going to be watching for tonight in terms of the timeline, Domenico?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that those are completely, you know, states we should blow off either, because Indiana has a very key Senate race. And the presidential result will tell us something about how the rest of the country is going. South Carolina also polls have been fairly close there because of the high number of black voters. But, you know, of course, Republicans expected to win also close at 7 o'clock. And Virginia closes at 7 o'clock as well. 7:30, I think, is the key. You've got North Carolina, huge state that Democrats, that the Clinton campaign calls the roadblock state. They believe that Donald Trump does not have a path to the presidency if he loses North Carolina. That closes at 7:30. Ohio's also at 7:30. And then at 8 o'clock, we've got a slew of states, 17 more, 188 electoral votes. By the time polls close at 8 o'clock, half the country would have voted already, and the votes will just be counted. I wouldn't expect, though, a lot of these races to be called at poll close time, the ones that we expect to be close, because I do think you're going to see what Hillary Clinton has had is this broad, shallow, consistent lead. But I think that means that a lot of states are going to be within 5 points, and you're not going to know for a while.
And remember, pay attention to Domenico and the team at NPR tonight. Don't pay too much attention to these early polling systems that are coming out now, because, for instance, a lot of young people don't vote till nighttime, so you might be getting wrong information. But Domenico, I'm going to pull at just one thread here. You mentioned African Americans. Sure. What about Latinos? Big surge.
I think Latinos is the most underreported story of this election because a lot of reporters don't speak Spanish. They don't understand or watch Univision and, you know, be able to understand the kind of Spanish language kitchen table conversations that are going on. But anecdotally, when we've been on the ground out there and now it's showing up in the metrics, Latinos really feel under siege in this election, starting with Donald Trump's announcement speech calling immigrants in the U.S. illegally rapists who are bringing crime. And they don't feel that about themselves. They feel like they're hardworking people who are just trying to make it economically in the way a lot of other immigrant groups emigrated to the United States. So they feel really under siege. They feel like they need to get out and vote because they don't understand what the threat potentially could be if Donald Trump wins.
Yeah. Well, we will keep an eye on all the many threads. He will weave them together tonight. That's NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.